You knock at the door.
It is I.
Or say, me?
I'm mine. I'm mine. In this section of wood.
Uh-huh.
It's me.
English teacher.
I'd say
for 10
I.
Years.
It's I.
And if it's a woman?
It's she. It's they.
And all you are, you say, he's not as tall. If something belongs
it's mine.
Or to me, you and if it belongs to both of us and to them.
Theirs.
And to her. If you were addressing a group, you might say, well, I hope.
Oh, come back. Y'all. Most people just. I'm so glad.
That sounds.
Well, I think.
Uh-huh. There are people at your. You might say. Uh-huh. Would you? Say if there had been you wanted to know the people that had gone.
Saying?
Mm-hmm.
No. Heard it. I would.
How would people
say? Paul was saying.
Say if there was a group of children out playing in the blonde family. You'd ask about them, well, would you ever say, who all's children?
I don't believe I.
How people use
well, my daughter, I know she knows. Right, but she mm-hmm. does it all the time.
Mm-hmm. If you were asking about all the remarks said,
what did he say? What did he say?
Uh-huh. Okay. About distance, you'd say how far away it is, but it's just a little, or just a little. Mm-hmm.
Down the road.
And you hadn't, if you'd been 100 miles. And if something was real common in any special place. Someone slipped and fell this way. Over.
Forwards.
And to get him in out of the pasture.
Oh yes.
Could you do that?
So.
Okay.
Saul.
Okay. To move.
Again, I say. I don't. Cat.
A cat.
Oh. so happy, so happy.
What about a horse?
Call.
What do you say to him?
G and Hall. G.
Started, you tell him.
Get up.
What if he's already moving and you want him to go? Would you say the same thing? And to stop him. To make him.
Back.
Okay. And how do you call hogs?